Hello everyone, my name is Perry and I'm from Cameroon. For more than 10 years, I've been practicing and teaching analog forestry with the SENDEP organization in Cameroon and other African countries. I've been applying analog forestry techniques, which is why now I want to share with you this module. The objective of modules 11 and 12 is the preparation, maintenance, enrichment, and monitoring of an analog forestry implementation site. At the end of the module, you will have the tools to prepare, maintain, enrich, and monitor an analog forestry site. I will start by telling you about the site preparation process, then I will talk about maintenance, and finally, I will tell you about the enrichment and monitoring of the site over time. So let's begin with the preparation of the site. When an analog forestry plot is established, after getting to know the site's conditions well and having developed its design, preparing the site represents laying the first stone of the work in the land. It is at this time that the intervention in the field begins, unless the construction of a nursery has already begun. You can go ahead and determine the location for and start preparing the first compost piles on site. As the land is made ready, part of the pruned or withered vegetative material can be grouped in various sectors of the farm to be used in composting processes. You can also plant some species necessary to enrich the compost later, such as short-cycle food, legumes, etc. Then, as indicated by the site's design, the producer should be preparing the site for planting. For this stage weeding, pruning, and any other environmental-friendly activity that enables the necessary conditions for planting and future management of the system should be considered. Site preparation must not lead to erosive processes or undesirably alter the properties and functions of the soil. The planting of a tree or plant should be accompanied by simple tasks such as a hole of at least 15 by 15 by 15 centimeters, but optimally 30 by 30 by 30 centimeters, in which it is suggested to place at least 2 kilograms of compost, bokashi, or another of equal or better quality. Preferably, planting should occur at the beginning of the rainy season in the early hours of the morning or the last hours at sunset. If you are starting from pastures or open areas, it is preferable to have prepared a succession so that by the time of planting, you already have some initial shade. For example, banana, a pawpaw tree, or a yucca plant, etc. If you already have enough biomass nearby, it is convenient to make a cover around the planted tree using dry or green banana leaves or compost within reach. The work must respect the ecological succession process on site. If the land is no longer at an initial cereal stage, it should support the ecological succession process in order to improve the plot with the required evolution of the original design. For the preparation of a site, the following is recommended: selective slash and burn unevenly or not in the entire plot of some weed species or plants that we do not want in our original design. Other primary succession species, such as legumes, should remain. Staking according to design and the contour of the terrain. Here, remember that plots with steep slopes or hills should always be planted on the contour lines. Construction of drains or ditches on the contour lines that provide material for the compost piles. Establishment of permanent areas with vegetation, could be medicinal, could be legumes, to be used in the compost piles or alleys. Mulching with organic matter, growing of plant covers between crops. Once the preparation phase is completed and the plot is established, it is necessary for us to give it constant maintenance. Now we're going to talk about it. In analog forestry sites, it is not enough to let the diversity of the species introduced into the system achieve by itself the restoration of the area and the achievement of the producer's objectives. It is necessary to give maintenance to the area in order to control weeds and unwanted plants and manage the shade, among others. Each producer, preferably with the support of an AF technician, should plan and develop a series of activities to ensure the proper evolution of the site and the sustainability of the actions to be carried out after its establishment. The maintenance of the site is part of the actions that seek the efficient use of the available resources and the sustainable management of the elements present in the area. Now let's talk about the different levels of enrichment of an AF site. We have site enrichment. Analog forestry sites must evolve over time, and we must give them a hand in accordance with the natural processes that are taking place, as well as the ecological, economic, market, and social changes that take place and can modify intervention priorities. The periodic ecological evaluation of an analog forestry site is also a tool to monitor the enrichment of biodiversity in the territory. It can give us indications about which ecological elements are weakest on the site and then define actions aimed at improving the situation. Vegetation enrichment. The initial planting of the analog forestry site is carried out with technical criteria and consists of introducing good quality plants that have characteristics such as good health, optimum height, and planting age, among others. Nonetheless, there is always a mortality rate. Therefore, it is necessary to periodically plan on returning to the site and replacing the plants that did not survive and take advantage of the opportunity to make adaptive management decisions. Additionally, since analog forestry sites promote the establishment of systems composed of several plant species with a multi-strata structure and multi-stage age organization, species that reach different strata of the vegetation and will reach maturity at different times must be progressively introduced. It is very important to consider in the site design planting trees with enough distance so as to be able to enrich the vegetation and biodiversity by integrating more species and creating more canopies over time. An analysis should be carried out each year on the farms on what you have, estimate the mortality, and what is going to be planted and in which plot. The location of the plants in the plot is done according to the survey of the map and the site's design, seeking to guarantee the optimal rooting and development of the new seedlings. We move on now to soil enrichment. The enrichment of the soil can be associated with the greater activity and greater diversity of the microorganisms in the soil that facilitate the decomposition of leaves and other organic elements, and more production of organic matter in the field. To increase the activity and diversity of microorganisms in the soil, the diversity of the litter can be increased. This can be achieved during the design phase of the analog forestry site or later, incorporating into the system various species of legumes, musaceae, and trees and shrubs that serve as mulch and that can be reintegrated into the soil. For example, the Inga species, the pigeon peas, and many other legumes such as the Clericidia, the Lucenia, Erythrina, Carnavalia, the Mucuna, and Clotheria, etc. In addition, by periodically fertilizing all the elements of the analogous system with compost during the first 15 years on average, after its establishment, the enrichment of the soil is progressively promoted through the incorporation of organic matter and microorganisms. After around 15 years of development of the system, there is no longer any need to add fertilizer, as the components of the system are more integrated and conditions to maintain a better soil are met. In analog forestry sites, certain appropriate practices can be considered for the conservation and enrichment of soils. A. Agronomic practices, contour planting, cover crops, buffer strips, living barriers, preferably legume species such as Erythrinus and Glyricidia sapium. B. Mechanical practices, absorption ditches, diversion ditches, hillside ditches, weathering ditches, etc. C. Preparation practices of organic fertilizers on the farm or plot. It is essential to use biofertilizers as well as capturing and reproducing strains of native mountain microorganisms. Their periodic incorporation enriches the soil with abundant microbiology that favors the balance and the recovery of the soil ecosystem. We move on now to enrichment of biodiversity. A landscape generally contains a mosaic of plant components from nature, from mature nature, native vegetation to open grasslands. In analog forestry sites, new species are periodically integrated according to changes in site conditions. For example, more shade, greater number of strata in vegetation, evolution in cereal stages, etc., as well as the producer's objectives. It is strongly recommended to also add some native species to the system that are found in natural forest, although they do not have a direct function for the producer, or to let the natural regeneration develop as long as it does not significantly harm any element of the system. These changes within the plot are also interconnected with the environment and the landscape. The periodic selection of new species of plants to be integrated into the site may consider the integration of species that have a biodiversity link with the rest of the landscape. That is, species that provide food for habitat to birds, mammals, amphibians, and insects, for example. Let us look at the enrichment and production as well as ecotourism. Changes that arise in the market for the products and services that the farm can offer influence the way the farm evolves. In analog forestry, self-sufficiency plays a key role in food sovereignty, where production is not seen only as something marketable, but as a resource to meet the adequate nutritional needs of the farmer. For this reason, therefore, a permanent nursery also plays an important role in supplying the future needs of the plot. New markets or growing markets for ecotourism represent a potential for analog forestry sites, which could foster continuous enrichment over time in this regard. Let us now look at the monitoring of an analog forestry site. As a final topic of this course, let me share a few thoughts about the periodic monitoring of an analog forestry site. Monitoring involves keen observation and recording. We saw that in the AF principle number 1. And this can only be achieved if you have a clear understanding of your objectives and your plot or landscape. We also saw that in the principles number 2 and 3. Generally, therefore, there are two types of monitoring: compliance and impact monitoring. Compliance monitoring seeks to assess whether your planned activities are being carried out properly, that is, the day-to-day project activities. Meanwhile, impact monitoring involves an assessment of the implemented activities with foreseen and unforeseen impacts, such as biodiversity, flora and fauna increase, soil improvement, increased incomes, increase in productivity, etc. Right now, we'll focus on impact monitoring. As you often do compliance monitoring, whenever you are making annual plans of activities and when reporting about the implementation. This highlights the compliance monitoring of activities that you proposed in your plans. Therefore, in order for us to understand and provide mentorship or guidance as you develop your analog forestry plots and landscapes, it will be important for each and every one of you to focus on monitoring and recording the information that you observe on your plots with pictures at every stage, so that we can see the progress from your hard work and advice accordingly. How is monitoring related to ecological evaluation and analog forestry principles? Remember when we saw the ecological evaluation module and the spiral chart? Well, the monitoring or follow-up of our plots begins when we do the ecological evaluation. Why do you think that ecological evaluation is the first step of monitoring? One of the most important steps to start monitoring or following up on something is to identify the aspects that follow us to know if what we are monitoring is on the right track or not. And if you remember, when we make the ecological assessment, we have several aspects that we evaluate to see how the soil, biodiversity, the structure and productivity of the plot, and the reference forest are. Those are the most important elements that allow us to keep track of our analog forest. For every monitoring, you should start by identifying a specific area within your plot or landscape for measurements of the different indicators. It is usually called a sampling area, and this area must be maintained throughout your monitoring cycle in order to have a consistent and viable data collection. A typical sampling area recommended would be a 25 meter by 4 meter sampling area, whereby all the indicator elements should be observed and recorded following the ecological evaluation tool in your field and practitioner guides. We shall use the information collected and extrapolate for your entire plot and draw conclusions therein. Our ability to observe the forest and identify changes, differences, new characteristics develop more and more when we follow up and begin to record, write, and take photos and videos of the changes. Likewise, these changes that we observe and register allow us to develop our ability to think, reflect on them, understand why they are occurring, and analyze them to make decisions about the path that our analog forest should follow. You can discuss this topic more in our live sessions or in consultations with analog forestry trainers. We want to thank you for your participation in this course. We hope it will be beneficial to you. And until the next opportunity, have a wonderful time. Thank you.